The summer of 2020.
I know, I'm going to go get my gas mask.
Millions protested for racial justice across the country, with some of these protests turning violent.
Over the heads of the shield!
That summer, it felt like history in the making. Big changes were coming. And then, the protests just stopped. There were these rumors that government agents had infiltrated the movement, pushing it toward collapse. It sounded paranoid, right? But you know what?
Okay, it is August 28th, 2020 at approximately 4:02 p.m.
It wasn't. I'm Trevor Aronson, and I'm a journalist covering federal law enforcement, the alphabet agencies.
As the FBI, sometimes you gotta grab the little guy to go after the big guy.
This is Alphabet Boys, a new series from Western Sound and iHeart Podcasts. Each season, we'll take you deep inside an undercover investigation.
Okay, so you do personal security all over the world. You're connected to all these different people.
You'll hear recordings that were kept secret until now.
And you had somebody call you and say, can you get grenades and guns for this guy in Colombia?
And you'll discover that while many of these cases have plenty of danger and intrigue,
I just drove for 8 hours and then I just stuffed my gun in the face of a federal agent.
The Alphabet Boys also introduce so much absurdity.
I just got knocked off a building about a month ago and my hip is shattered.
What? So.
That it's hard not to wonder, are America's top cops catching real criminals or creating them? In season one, we're headed to Denver.
UCE 7775 in Denver, Colorado. Today is August 25th.
Where FBI agents are investigating political activists following the murder of George Floyd.
If we don't get no justice, then we don't get no peace.
A mysterious man rolls into town. He's wearing military fatigues, and he has a cigar dangling from his lips. The car he drives is unmistakable, a silver hearse.
He was very convincing, but he did explain, you know, he was for this BLM movement, and inside his hearse was like a lot of guns.
Was this the guy the movement needed to take things to the next level?
At the end of the day, you come to me, I got something for you. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Or did he have a secret agenda?
He was just waiting for me to set the date, the time, the meeting spot, and then for sure he was trying to get it to happen.
He's a bad guy, and bad guys attract bad guys. And I feel like he's gonna keep doing this forever.
They want to cover up the fact that local, state, and federal law enforcement caused violence here.
Listen to Alphabet Boys on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.